The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
And now it's time for What to Watch. And we are joined in studio by entertainment journalist Serena Bellissimo and John Fardy, presenter of Screen Time. Good evening to you both, guys.
Hello. Hello there.
Let's come to you first, John. What have you got for us?
Well, I was going to start slightly differently. You know, often slots like this get bemoaned for, you know, you don't talk about the national broadcaster. Well, some people make that suggestion, probably not a lot of people. But we do tend to talk about streaming and all that kind of stuff. But I want to give kudos to RTE this week because I particularly enjoyed, and it's still on the player, even though it was shown on Monday and Tuesday night, I think it was, Turbulence, the story of Ryanair. Oh, yeah. Now, we probably knew a lot of this before, but RTE do this stuff very well.
Follows on from the Goodman documentary the previous
week. Yeah, which was also pretty good. But yeah, I think this is probably more appealing to people because I don't think any of us anywhere have not had some dealings with Ryanair as a
passenger. Part of our lives.
Yes, very much so. But it used to be part of our lives. And I know everyone here probably knows this, but you do kind of forget just how barren the 80s was in terms of getting over the sea. One of the contributors says, you know, we never went anywhere. We went on boats. And I was thinking back, I went to the Isle of Man when I was 4.
Also to Ciara on our school tour.
Well, I know what you're implying there, Shane Coleman. There was a bit of shenanigans.
Oh, okay. There
was no bit of kissing going
okay.
on.
Age 11.
God, wow.
Don't know what to say.
Well, my story isn't half as good as that, but I was just thinking...
The crack was 90 in the Isle of Man.
Yeah, exactly. We're getting off topic slightly, but I could deal with that. No, but all I'm saying is, we never travelled anywhere. This documentary reminds people...
It was 300 quid to go to London on a plane.
That is all there. What's also in this is Tony Ryan. People forget he was the man who, in essence, started it. I mean, Michael came slightly later, and how he had Guinness P'd aviation. There are some brilliant scenes in this. Like, for instance, Matt Cooper's one of the contributors, and the makers hand him a letter, which he reads out, which is Michael O'Leary declining to be interviewed for the documentary. And he's basically going, I'd rather take fluff out of my belly button, but I wish you every success. I thought this was brilliantly done. And it has everything in it. You expect Michael O'Leary posing with the people scantily clad, and it looks terrible from this remove. I mean, I know it did at the time as well, but I just thought this was a great 2 hours.
Did you see me in it?
The cameo that was Shane Coleman.
I did.
A very young Shane Coleman in it.
You did. You were at a press conference.
I was waiting for it. That was delivered on my role.
Mr. Chairman, can I just ask you? But there was none of that.
I think I would watch it just for young Shane Coleman alone.
Yeah, there are other things to recommend it as well.
It's well done. I thought it was really well done.
Yeah. And the contributors were great. Michael O'Leary is involved, but all his best.
You know, people love to give out about Ryanair. And I know, I'm talking about television rather than just Ryanair. People love to give out about it, and they are no frills, and they are all of that. Absolutely. Yeah. But exactly as you said, we forget what it was before Ryanair when no one could afford to travel. And they brought travel to the masses. They took away some of the glamour, but they took away a lot of the cost, and they made it possible for all of us.
There's a brilliant interview with Tim Jeans, who I think ended up being their marketing director, and he, at the time, he was head of commercial
in Manchester Airport.
And he said they were, you know, just obnoxious to deal with. They were appalling. They were rude. They were, and he went on a big list, and he said, finally, I just had to stand up to them. Like, I just said, there's no way to do business. Later that day, He got a job offer from Michael O'Leary to come to work for Ryanair.
Did he go?
Can I tell you my one Michael O'Leary story from in here? Now, I know you guys have interviewed him many times, so this is a classic Michael O'Leary compliment. I bumped into him out in the hallway there, and he said, you're the guy who bullshits about the cinema on Saturday nights. I hear it in the car sometime. It's not bad. Which I thought was the most
That's a big accomplishment you're going to guess.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. So,
a fascinating thing that he was at a press conference once, and he was talking about News Talk Breakfast at the time, and he said Shane, and he
couldn't. I remember that.
And someone said Ciara, and he goes, yeah, Ciara. And I said on air, because I said, Michael O'Leary forgot my name. I'm disgusted. Within the space of that show, I had emailed to me a voucher from Ryanair as an apology. Like, the man must be one of the busiest people on the planet. He runs a billion euro business.
Yeah.
That's his level of attention.
Ask a busy man or busy
his
woman.
Level of attention to
Ireland's
detail.
Greatest ever business man or woman.
Let's get Bobby Carr in here on
the Serena, what do you have?
I've got something completely different. Have you seen Imperfect Women?
No, I've heard of it.
This is the new Apple TV show starring Elizabeth Moss, Kerry Washington and Kate Mara. They're basically three best friends. This is not a spoiler when I say one of them dies. And when one of them dies, as so often happens, not that I've experienced this, thank God, but someone dies and all the dirty, dark little secrets come out. So while they're trying to figure out how and why she died and who did it, everyone's secrets start to unfold. I haven't been this invested in a series in a very long time.
Really?
Yeah. Although, having said that, right, maybe don't just take my word, because I went to Rotten Tomatoes. I'm like, this is brilliant. And Rotten Tomatoes gave it 50%. The critics. Now, I am only going by two episodes, and sometimes while series start fantastic, they then tend to lag. Like, this is eight.
Can happen.
Yeah, this is eight episodes.
Fair. But you think it definitely starts well?
Oh, I think it, and look, because it's Apple, there's all this money. So it's slick, but it's not style over substance. There's a lot going on.
Do you remember in the, was it the last, I think it was the last White Lotus, the Thailand one, where the three women friends?
Yeah.
I found their dynamic one of the most interesting things in that season.
Well,
in that,
you might actually enjoy this.
Because it also explores friendship. They were bonded, but they were kind of frenemies at the same time and all that kind of stuff. And I thought it was very interesting, actually.
Well, yeah. So it sort of takes on that dynamic. And this is interesting as well, because they all think they are bonded. And it's not till this murder happens that they realise how many secrets each one was keeping from each other. And you know what happens when there's trios.
You
go off and tell someone something and then like... So I think this is really good. And and it's, as I said, it's not just style over substance. There's real substance in this. I don't know if it's going to lose the run of itself when we get to episode 6 and 7, but the first two episodes that I've seen, really enjoyed. Anywhere between 45 minutes to 60 minutes. Two are available now, and then it'll drop weekly, which I think works for something like this because it'll hopefully keep the drama going.
Good stuff. JF?
Yeah, so there's a fascinating... Well, there's two fascinating... Well, there's lots of fascinating movies out this week. Let me tell you quickly about two of them before I lose the run of myself. There's a strange movie, but a good strange movie called The Good Boy. Stephen Graham and his wife, Andrea Riseborough, live a strange life in a house. In tandem with that, Anson Boone is this young man who's out of control on the streets of London or some English city, I'm not entirely sure about, and he's taking a lot of drugs and he's involved in plenty of intimate relationships. He's going around punching people. Then he gets punched, wakes up, and this isn't a spoiler because it's all in the trailer, in the cellar of the house of Stephen Graham and Andrea Riseborough.
I'm terrified already.
Stick with me. He is chained by his neck to a bar.
I'm terrified.
Stephen Graham and Andrea Riseborough. Obviously, that's very strange
behaviour. This is Stephen Graham of adolescence phase.
Yes, exactly. So he is not playing a Scouser dad in this. Far from it. Although he is a father. But they seem actually strangely nice in a weird kind of way. And they want to
Apart from the whole tying up.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, we've all been there. You wake up, the chain, it's too tight. No, but So we think these are awful people, and of course they are because they've tied this guy up, but they want to rehabilitate him for reasons that become apparent. So I won't say any more than that because it's spoiler ridden. This is an unsettling, great watch though.
Find the perfect space for your business with DRK & Company Realty. Flexible office suites are available. Employees and clients benefit from free parking, front door access, and walkable dining, retail, and hotels at the Polaris Lifestyle Center. Managed by DRK & Company Realty, one of Central Ohio's most trusted leaders, this safe, well-maintained property offers dedicated on-site management and responsive maintenance. Grow your business at an address designed for success at 470 Old Worthington Road. Visit drk-realty.com to learn more.
It's cinemas.
Oh, cinemas. Sorry.
Yeah, it's getting a proper movie release.
It's
an old style film.
The Good Boy.
The Good Boy.
How long does it go for?
It's a nice length. It's just shy of 2 hours.
Okay.
Deeply troubling, deeply unsettling, but very,
I'm terrified
very
of anything to do with people being kept in cellars for some reason. I don't know why, but that scares me almost more than...
Only wine should be kept in.
Well, exactly. Anything other than that is just. But that's a kind of it's a black comedy, is it?
There's very little comedy in it. I mean, I think it said that in one of the things, but there's not much humor in this. But it's a gripping thriller.
I'm glad you said that, because sometimes I watch comedies and I go, I didn't know that was a comedy. I didn't know that once. But I don't realize that it is a comedy. Yeah. It's like it's comedy in name only.
Yeah.
So it's one of those.
I'm still confused why it's being called a comedy anywhere, because I don't think I laughed once during this, but I was intrigued the whole time, you know. So it's definitely a good watch. Maybe not a first date.
Would
movie,
I be scared?
To an extent, it's more a thriller, a psychological dark thriller.
That means
I don't know. It's not really.
Easily scared.
It's more disturbed than scared.
More disturbed than scared. But I'm fine
that's
with that.
That's
a happy place for me.
That's both of those things scare me.
What else you got?
Something that's really scary as well. It came out last week, but I only got round to seeing it. You've seen it as well. Louis Theroux's Inside the Manosphere.
Okay. What's talked about at the moment?
Yeah, 90 minutes long. Look, it's a frightening watch, because Louis Theroux is brilliant because he has this way of getting people to show a side of themselves that they don't want shown, but they end up playing up for the camera, right? So we're introduced to four or five different people who are basically misogynist, racist, and are very scary. Scary in the sense of they are role models to some of the younger men out there.
Okay.
Some of the criticism of this, and look, there's no doubt about it, it is what he's showing us is just not nice. But some of the criticism of this is that usually in a Louis Theroux documentary, you get to see the impact that this is having on people's lives. I don't know about you. I don't think we saw that really. Mm. What do you think?
Yeah, no, I go along with that. But I suppose his point and his point is, or his modus operandi is to show us strange people and figure out what makes those people tick. This is pretty superb TV in terms of what it does. Like Louis Theroux's ability to sustain awkward interactions is unsurpassed.
It's like no other.
And he's gotten better at it as he's gotten older. And how he's able to stand there and you're cringing like, and we've seen plenty of things.
Have you seen him with Chelsea Manning when they, yes, when they actually talk about their ability, each of them to maintain awkward situations? Have you seen that one?
No.
He said, this is awkward. And Chelsea Manning said, yeah. And Louis Theroux more or less says, and I'm good at awkward, but you're excellent. And he goes, I was in solitary confinement for years. Like you can see, it's like I've been training for this, Louis. Do you know what I mean? And anyway, but you're quite right. He does awkward very well.
He really does. So I get the criticisms.
I did find myself for 90 minutes. I just yelled.
Did you?
It annoyed you
that much?
Well, yeah, I was so disgusted that there are, in inverted commas, I'm calling them men because they're not real men, who really think about women in this way. Though that's the one thing that was interesting in this as well, that Louis was going, they are doing this because they're trying to sell something.
Yeah.
So they're not necessarily trying to be influential because they think everyone should be like this. They're doing it because they hope to make money from it.
Okay. John, I'm a sucker for an Irish movie. Spilt Milk, please tell me it's good.
It is. You'll be happy with this. So it takes place, now this sounds dark, but it's kind of, there is a, this could be rightly described as a comedy. It's about two kids, a boy and a girl, in the flats in 80s Dublin. And this kid is obsessed with Kojak and wants to be an investigator. And he's going around investigating.
I like it already.
And it screams the 80s. It really does. But in tandem with that, you have the ravaged drug streets of Dublin in the 80s. So Danielle Galligan plays the mother in this, who's desperately trying to keep her son out of trouble because her older son has got into a bit of trouble. So the young son goes off to investigate what might have happened. Now, obviously, drugs are in the room, but it's kind of seen through a child's eyes. This is pretty lovely, I have to say. Pam Boyd is in it as well. It's very Irish, very 80s, and they've mocked up the 80s very well. It's sweet and sad in equal measure. So, Shane, as a fan of Irish movies, I think you'd be happy with this. And there's no paddy whackery in it whatsoever.
It's a proper Irish film.
It's a proper Irish film.
Sounds
Spilt
good.
Milk. I think it's worth
the
price of
a
missing.
I like the bit of nostalgia as much as
the
anything
Kojak,
else.
The Kojak, the music.
Yeah. Who loves you, baby?
My mum used to call me Kojak as a baby.
Because you're
baldy? She said I looked like Kojak when I was
There you go.
My dad used to do a Kojak impression, which involved pulling his trousers up, putting his glasses on his knees and saying, who loves you, baby?
Did he put a lollipop somewhere?
Well, it's hard to stick a lollipop
in between his knees.
Yeah. No, you see, he had him one knee. So that was Kojak's head, basically. That was the joke.
There were simpler times.
That's all I can say.
We were easily amused back
Clearly.
Then.
That's the kind of thing that my dad, if he had have seen your dad, would have fallen off his chair. He would have thought that was so funny.
Yeah. I'm glad he, a more appreciative audience than then. our younger generation.
But I actually do think they were simpler times. Serena.
Just really quickly, Comic Relief is on Friday. It's BBC One at 7 o'clock, or you can watch it on BBC's YouTube channel. I'm just calling this out because there's two things that I'm really looking forward to. There's an Amanda Land sketch.
Oh, yeah, cool.
And there's Traders, the movie, the sequel. So where actors come in to play the traders and some of the traders themselves are in this film. So that's on Friday.
It can be good crack.
Yeah, the sketches are great. Or you could do what we all do, maybe wake up the next morning on social media and
just watch the highlights.
Sketches. Yeah.
Fair.
John, you have the wonderful Misha Barton on the show.
Yeah, she's doing a stage version of Double Indemnity in the Gaiety suit.
Well, of course, she's got strong Irish links. I am going to see it actually
on the 24th, I think.
Oh. There you go. Yeah. Yeah, she's a terrific actress and she's been all over. She was in The Sixth Sense. People just mentioned The OC to her all the time. Now, she had a small partner, but she's been acting for a very long time. And she told me this fascinating thing about her accent, that they wanted to change her accent as a kid when she moved from England to America. And it's why she became an actress, because they used to give her tapes walking around the street for her to practice changing her accent. It's kind of heartbreaking. And then she developed this ability to change accent and she became an actor. So there you go. Wow. Okay. Tune in for other such nuggets.
Brilliant. Okay, that is our last From What to Watch. Serena Bellissimo and John Farley, thanks to both of you. Screen Time on where can you check it out?
On podcast on Friday at 5 and then on radio on Saturday at 6.
And Misha
thank
Barton
you.
On This Week?
Yes, very much so.
Excellent okay, stuff. Definitely. Listen, thank you for that, guys.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.